are about to enter a no Kardashian zone. And isn't that a good thing? I think so. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffel will be by soon. Our guest this hour is Jesse Ventura, the former Navy SEAL, the former professional wrestler, the former governor of Minnesota. Jesse has more conspiracies, more cover-ups that he's added to his book, and we will talk with the one and only Jesse Ventura. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the jobs with the highest gender pay gaps. That is correct. In 2016, we still have men and women being paid differently for doing the same thing. And then strange preschool regulations. We found more of them. And there is a state in this country that needed to pass a law to define what a child is. Oh, we start things off this hour with the Kardashians in Cuba. Little did we know that when President Obama kind of reached his hand across the water and shook it with the Castros and said, "Let's be friends. We're playing baseball in Cuba." Who would have thought it would lead to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West walking down the streets of Havana, trying to become one with the Cuban people? Trouble is, the Cuban people don't care. Oh, it was great to see. If you're a Kardashian hater like most of the world and are just sick of these people and the people that hang around with them, it was great to see a culture, a people that have no idea who they are and don't care to meet them. Kim and Kanye, what was this, about 10, 11 days ago? They go over to Cuba and they bring in a giant film crew with them because, of course, everyone is going to want to meet Kim and they're going to want to take pictures. And there she is driving in a nice fancy car while the rest of the country is driving around in a 57 Edsel. And she's taking selfies and her and Kanye are just doing up the town and they're dressed to the nines and people don't care. They were standing in the lobby of some hotel. No one came up to them. No one gave a you-know-what that they were there. And she seemed shocked. This is a woman who, since this family burst upon the American consciousness almost 15 years ago now, it seems, has people fawning all over her. Millions and millions of Twitter followers. For what? Most people, actors, actresses, entertainers, they struggle for years until they finally get that big audition. Her audition was a sex tape that was thrown out onto the internet, and there she was. And we've talked about it here. The only reason why anybody cares about this family is because her father was a part of OJ's dream team 20-something years ago. And he's long gone now, but the family name and the family lives on. And yes, the Kardashians, goddess Caitlyn Jenner and everything that comes along with that as well. But it was so refreshing to see them go someplace and no one care. Because it's the media that perpetuates this whole thing that everybody wants to know what the Kardashians are doing. Because we are keeping up with the Kardashians. Do you know anybody that actually watches that drivel? Really? I want you, please do me this favor. All right. Go to work this coming week, and I really want you to seriously ask people, do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians? No one watches it. Nobody does. And for some reason, E! Feels, oh, we got to keep playing this thing. We got to keep coming up with new episodes. And this whole entire family that nobody cares about. Lamar Odom became front page news because he was with which one? Chloe? I don't even know who. And because he ends up almost dying in some brothel. Because he was on all kinds of drugs. And that became a major, major story. That news organizations, that CNN, that NBC, that CBS ran to cover. I don't need news about this family. I don't care about this family. And the Cuban people and I have a kinship. We have this anti-Kardashian gene within us. The Cubans were able to say to the world, the Kardashians, give us a freaking break. Stay with us. Jesse Ventura is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.